Okay, can you hear me? Okay. 7587, you're live on the air.
Armand, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Okay, so I'm driving. I'll make this real quick. How did that lady get on stage all out of breath, want to talk about Cardi B? My issue with Nicki is, Nicki, supposedly you look better, you rap better, but, like, you can't keep a number one or you can't get to a number one. Like, I'm just so confused. Is it about the music still? Because if we compare music, I'm sorry, Cardi is clearing her. And that's really what I wanted to say.
Hold on, they said it's echoing. Is it still echoing? Oh, God. They said it's still echoing. Hold on.
Oh. Well,
okay,
I'm glad you're back, Armand.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Were you able to hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. But, yeah, that was pretty much all I have to say. My argument with Nicki is it about the music? Is it about the looks? Is it about the features? Like, what's your issue with Cardi B? I just think she's jealous.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Carla. Right. I'm trying to figure out this echo. Sorry. Okay, hold on. Okay, it's better now. Okay. Let's try one more. 6949, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Honestly, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so glad you're back. We really missed you. I want to say that. I don't know how long you'll be back, but hopefully long. I wanted to talk about the Hulu part. So I've seen, like, a lot of people say that Hulu sabotaged her and whatnot, but Hulu would make a lot of money with her being, and they probably wanted her. What I've heard through the grapevine is that they did a lot of checks, and which is why she was so late, and she refused to get on stage because she didn't like the way she looked in the like production cameras. And that's the reason that the Hulu, like, all of a sudden they didn't put her on Hulu, because she didn't like the way she looked during set. They tried different angles for her. They tried a couple things and it was just not working out. She didn't like how she looked in her outfit. There was no, like, technical difficulties. Nobody tried to stop her bag. It really was just her not liking the way she looked. And I understand now, because if you see the camera footage, like, she does look different than what she looks like on Instagram. And maybe she is pregnant. Maybe she's trying to hide it. That could be a reason. But I do know they went above and beyond for her, and they tried their best to, you know, accommodate her. And in the end, she refused to get on stage unless Hulu did not post it or, you know, live stream.
Wait, so you're hearing that they said that she didn't like the way that she looked on the production camera, so she didn't want to be streamed.
Streamed. Nope. She did not. She actually gave them hell back there. She did not want to be streamed. She said that the production, she didn't like the way, and they tried to even, like, abide by her angles, and they even had, like, all the camera crew tell her, like, you know, try different routes and try different angles, and she just was not having it. She didn't like the way she looked in the camera. She didn't like her body in it and whatnot. So, listen, I'm, like, the same way. I understand, like, as a woman, sometimes it's hard coming back, and you don't want to. But honestly, you've had so much time to prepare for
this. Wow.
And this is you've had so much time. But I do know she was very rude to, you know, sometimes when you get insecure and you feel a type of way, you do get mad, and she probably was getting very defensive. But Hulu had nothing to do with this. Of course they wanted her to stream her. They got so many people buying memberships for this. So that's 100% what it was. And Nicki is very lucky that people, like, aren't in the background. They're not going behind the scenes and, like, talking about this. There were so many people who witnessed this yesterday. A lot of people witnessed it. That's why she was an hour and a half late. She didn't like the way she looked. And that's why nobody used the barb. Nobody did. The Hulu wanted to stream her 1,000%. And she was not having it. And for some people, I'm not reading the comments because they'll distract me, but if anybody, I know people will say, like, oh, well, there's phones there. There's a million phones. Phones do not compare to, you know, cameras that are in production, lights, cameras, and all that stuff. How is Nicki the only one that wasn't streamed? Nobody tried to mess with her set. We need to stop this whole self-sabotage thing. Nicki is her own problem at this point. And in regards to people saying New Body is the reason that Nicki is calling Kanye a clown, why didn't you call him a clown in the Joe Budden interview? You had a whole platform, and you were talking about that. You didn't seem any resentful towards him in that interview. Now everyone's saying it's new body. No, you guys have to just understand that she does not like Cardi. She does not like her, and she feels the type of way. But the people are saying the new body thing kills me, because why would you pick the day after the song was released with Cardi and Kanye? And I guarantee if they try to play a Dirk song, she would have done the same thing. However, I feel like she feels a certain type of way, because everyone knows, like, that Monsterverse was, you know, people, she has, like, a lot of history with Kanye, but at this point, you just have to understand, you're in the same industry as this woman, you guys are going to cross paths with the same artist, 100%.
I totally agree. Now, I cannot confirm or deny the Hulu, but that does sound very believable. I could believe that, because it just doesn't make any sense why that would happen.
How would it all of a sudden happen? And they said
it was unforeseen circumstances that it will not be streamed live.
And let me add, she threatened them that if they spoke on the reason why, she would make hell. She didn't want it. The reason is, she said unforeseen circumstances is the only reason they could put. That's why Nikki hasn't spoke on it. Nikki hasn't even been on Twitter. But my thing is, like, you... if you didn't focus so much on your body, like, then you had time to prepare. If you're pregnant, it's a different story. But, you know, you have a whole team that could show you. People hide their pregnancy for 8 months, 9 months. You didn't have to wear that tight ass shit. You didn't have to wear
that. Right.
You have money. You're the one with the money. You're the one who has these people who can dress you up the way you want. But my thing is, for you to wait an hour and a half because you didn't like camera footage, you knew you were big. You knew you were big when you got on that stage. Like, I don't take pictures, but you knew that. If you weren't prepared to perform, that's on you, but you had 3 months. And I feel like the Barbs who are saying that, you know, feeling like they have to defend her, you guys shouldn't have to defend her, you know? You shouldn't have to. It's like a full-time job for you guys sitting there trying to make all these excuses for her. People mess with her bag. People mess with this. Nikki's her own worst enemy at this point, and that's what it is.
All right. Thank you.
She's letting the girls get to her.
In.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Boo. You're all good. Bye. I just wanted to say.
Bye. Okay. 0502, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand. First and foremost, I want to say you are so handsome.
Thank you.
I love your you're very welcome. I love your channel. I just want to say this. I just want to ask, this is a question for you and the people in the comments. Cardi B is innocent and every little thing. So throughout this whole fallout from 2017 up till now, y'all saying that Cardi B hasn't thrown shade at all?
Well, I don't know. I mean, go ahead. Let's talk about it. Elaborate. What's the tea,
okay,
sis?
Yes. Okay, yes. I you know, because I love you. I don't want to go back and forth with you. I just
No. This
know
is
because...
a safe place. Say what you got to say. Say what you got to say.
Okay. It's all love. So... here we go. What I'm not understanding is how people are saying that Nicki Minaj is coming for Cardi B. But do you realize throughout this whole week, Cardi B has done nothing but go out her way to bait Nicki Minaj by coming for her fan base? Say what y'all want about Nicki Minaj, but Nicki Minaj ain't doing no BS like that. To me, that is some sucker stuff. I'm trying so hard not to cut.
Yeah, please
but
don't cut. So
like,
what did she say? Like, I miss, like, no shade, I miss it. What did Cardi B do this week that came for the Barb? Like, what happened? Like, tell me, what happened? What's the tea? Get it out.
Yes, I mean, she's been quoting them all throughout the week. All throughout the week, she stalks Barb Twitter every single time. Listen, I don't have to play semantics with nobody if I'm even saying the word correctly. Listen. Barty gang know what's going on, and these people in the comments know what's going on. Cardi B is not innocent, and neither is her fan base. And I'm just sick and tired of these narratives being pushed that Nicki Minaj is so jealous of this woman, when at the end of the day, y'all going to keep on pressing the issue. Y'all don't want Nicki Minaj to really, really go there with that girl. Y'all don't really want Nicki Minaj to tell this girl, listen, you playing this game. Stop trying to bait me by constantly coming for my fan base, because she does that a lot. We can say the same thing about Barty Gang. We can say the same thing about her. She say slick stuff in her lives. She done said slick stuff in her songs. The same thing with Megan Thee Stallion. And Armand, even you and Megan Thee Stallion's fan base and Barty Gang have called that out, and y'all done got a big kiki out of it. It's not always Cardi B. It's not always Nicki Minaj, and I'm sick of that narrative. And then the last caller, I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't believe nothing that girl just said, because
okay.
Nicki Minaj said it herself what it was. She had a wardrobe malfunction. She said that.
Oh, she did. See, I didn't hear this. Okay, so she said she had a wardrobe. Okay, so elaborate, because I didn't hear this. I didn't see this. I was asleep. So what happened?
Yeah, she said it herself. She didn't like her outfit. They messed with her clothes. She said they was messing with her check. She said that, but she said, listen, I came here for y'all. And then for this lady, and this is another thing I don't like. Y'all know for years, Nicki Minaj's looks have been praised. I don't like how y'all trying to make her out to be an ugly woman. Y'all need to stop that. She's not cutting off bits and pieces of her face to look like the next chick. Give her her 10 for that. Give her her 10 for not messing with her face. Give her her 10 for aging gracefully. Stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Because every single week, y'all's fave is on Instagram talking about how she want a nip tuck, a tummy tuck, this and that and the third. Baby girl not even confident in herself to know who she is. Because if she was, she would have been said she was the queen of rap, just like Nicki did. It starts with you. It comes from deep within. So at the end of the day, y'all can't blame Nicki Minaj for still being confident within herself, regardless of the fact these girls got Grammys and number one. Let's be very clear. Nicki Minaj not having a number one is more important than these girls having a number one. Nicki Minaj not having a Grammy is more important than these girls that have Grammys. Because when you talk about Cardi B's Grammy, when you talk about Megan Thee Stallion's Grammy, don't nobody say they deserved it. Let's keep it a buck. It's always a conversation about how
so let me ask you this. So I think that it came because it came up because, well, why do you think that Nicki Minaj said called Kanye West a clown? Like, was that necessary?
Listen. People can think that it wasn't necessary, but hey, she said it. It's how she feels. Listen, how many times? Listen, when Nobody came out, that was number one in the streets. Number one in the streets. It was everywhere. So many times people asked Kanye, how come you're not going to drop that song? He went on about this spiritual rant, blah, 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 blah. Then you turn around and do a song with Cardi B. I can understand why Nicki Minaj is mad. I can understand that because it's like, dang, where is my support? Where's, like, come on now. That don't make no sense. But you on a spiritual journey. It just don't make no sense. Y'all got to give Nicki Minaj the benefit of the doubt, because if it was the other way around, Cardi B would have felt some way too. And Cardi B has explained why she don't like certain people, because they fool with people she don't like as well. And Nicki Minaj is one of them. I'm just sick of the one-sided BS. Give Nicki Minaj the benefit of the doubt. She has every right to feel some type of way. Just like you said earlier, like, they talked about Cardi B like a dog. Now they all up in her face, just like Megan. Nicki Minaj got every right to feel some type of way about Megan Thee Stallion playing the fiddle the way she did. But y'all don't want to give her the benefit of the doubt on that. And I just don't know why. That's all. It's just weird to me. It's one-sided. Cardi B is not innocent. Now, as far as the clown remark, she didn't have to say it, okay? I agree with that. She didn't have to, but it is clown-like, though. It is, because why not drop Nobody? That would have been number one.
Well, I feel like I said earlier, I feel like what happens is I feel like these people in the industry, they end up talking bad about Cardi B, or they end up being in cahoots with Nicki Minaj for whatever reason, and then they somehow at some point switch up, and then they're like doing work with Cardi B, and then Nicki Minaj feels like betrayed, like, we was just talking about her, and now you over here. And
right.
She just kind of feels, like, I think she feels away, like Megan Thee Stallion, I think she feels away about Kanye West doing that. And unfortunately, you know, that it's business.
But on mine, the same thing could be said about the City Girls. So it go both ways. How come Cardi B and the City Girls aren't interacting? That doesn't make sense. They were so close. Everything was all hunky dory. I mean, come on now. It goes both. It goes both.
Well, to
ways,
me, I don't know. I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's a Nicki Minaj thing or it's a label, a management mm-hmm. label thing, because you know they were all under the QC, and I don't know what really happened with QC and the Migos and the City Girl. You know what I mean? Like all of that. So it,
right.
it can go deep. But it could be true. It could. You know. I mean, it's. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say that I see that the City Girls and Cardi B, they must be cool, because the City Girls are very Nicki. And I don't see the City Girls
but
over there with Cardi B
first,
like
though.
That. No,
but
they wasn't.
They wasn't at first. It was, oh, I'm seeing Cardi B and But all I'm saying is this. How about this? How about everybody be themselves? Because at the end of the day, Nicki Minaj ain't telling these girls to do this or do that. They're doing that on their own. These girls are feeling like they got to get in where they can fit in. And at the end of the day, that ain't nobody's fault. That ain't Nicki's fault. And, hey, it's not Cardi B's fault. Be yourself. Stand on what you do. Don't come in the game on some pick-me stuff thinking, oh, well, if I down-talk Cardi B, I'm going to get in good here. Or if I down-talk
right.
Nicki Minaj, I'm going to get in good here. That's not how it works. And then you see, and then another thing, you can't blame the fans either because they pick up on it. They pick up on it. If you move shiesty, they gonna press the issue until you say something or you just continue to do what you do. But it's like, don't play stupid. You know what it is. These women ain't telling y'all females or y'all male artists to move like this. Y'all doing that. So don't blame them. Don't blame the fans. It starts with you, baby. That's all I'm saying. And I just don't want people to put it all on Nicki. Don't put it all on Nicki Minaj. Stop that. Don't put it all on Nicki Minaj. I feel like her performance was good. As far as the, I want to talk about this before I go. Her performance was good. I was kind of taken back at the fact that she was an hour late. I did not understand that. As far as her, like, the last caller saying that she felt like she didn't look good, I don't believe that because Nicki Minaj was doing all types of crazy stuff on that stage. She felt comfortable enough to do all of that. I don't believe
she looked
that
a mess falling
felt...
and flopping around on that stage like that. You know that.
But
that was not. She was falling all over that stage like a fish out of water. Now
but
stop
she
that.
But listen, she did that on her own though. So
right.
It's not like she felt like, oh, I feel self-conscious about my body. Look at little Kim. She don't care. And I love when she do that robot stuff. I love it. I don't blame Lil' Kim for that. I think that's cool. Like, baby, she's getting her bag off of that. So I don't clown her for that. Let these women have their fun. I don't think Nicki Minaj is like, ooh, I'm feeling self-conscious. This whole narrative that she's mean, this and that, we done seen Cardi B cuss out her fans. We done seen Cardi B act a blatant fool on live. But y'all don't say nothing about that. Y'all let her make it. Be fair.
Okay, I got to take some more calls, baby. All right, thank
you,
boo.
I love
you. Love you. Thanks for calling in. Okay, bye. All right, so the next caller says, trust and believe. If Nicki had intentions on being on that live stream, Twitter would be in an uproar right now. I believe what the caller said because she is quiet as a church mouse. That is some truth. I feel like, and you know what? The only thing that makes that true to me is over these last couple of months, there has been a lot of talk about Nicki Minaj's body, you know, especially coming off of the Met Gala, the spooked and nervous. And if she's not pregnant and that is just a little baby fat or a fupa, she probably did not want that streamed. I could see Nicki Minaj saying, I don't want to be streamed. I don't like the way I look in these cameras. That is very believable. That is believable. I could see her saying, don't stream me because you can't put no filter on that. She's very particular about how she appears on camera. So I believe her. Let's take another call. 3263, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I need the last caller. She was getting me irked because she was just making
okay.
up all types of stuff. Let's talk about the first caller who talked about, like, Nikki didn't want to be streamed because she didn't like the way how she looked in the angles. That was, that girl is telling the truth. That was a rumor that's why, you know, Hulu did not stream Nikki performance. That was true because I heard the same thing. When the girl was saying that, I said, well, Dag, I was going to say the same thing. That was a rumor. Second thing about the girl saying Cardi starts the Barbs. No, the Barbs being in Cardi's mentions all the time. We're not going to play. I hate when the Barbs act like that. We're not going to play dumb. Yeah, she do. She responds to y'all, yes, because y'all stay in that girl mention. If she is not this and this and all this stuff and she's a flop, why are y'all always in her mention? Why are y'all always on her live? Why do y'all stalk that girl? That girl don't stalk y'all. And I feel like when Nikki said, like, girls want to be like her, I think this new generation of girls, they are coming out with street music and drill music. They're not acting like Nicki Minaj. Only person I see that might imitate her the most is Doja Cat. But like a Cardi B, a City Girl, a Megan, a Lotto, anybody else, majority of these girls' music is either street or drill music. That's what they're bringing out. They're not copying off of Nicki Minaj. And the bar keeps saying, like, that. We're, come on, compared to how Nicki raps and how Cardi raps, they're not the same.
Let's have a real conversation. Do you think that this beef is even necessary at this point? Because like I was saying before, Cardi's out, but they're not the only two girls out. And neither one of them could be focusing on each other because there's some new girls that if they're going to end up focusing on each other, both of them will go ahead and get surpassed.
Yes, look at Lotto. Lotto about to come in the game. She about to be the next big thing. Like, Cardi got
to
say, I don't think Cardi care about Nicki Minaj. Like, she's so focused on the new girl. She's trying to stay relevant. She's trying to stay on top. She's not trying to go back to what happened in 2017, 2018. We're not saying Cardi all innocent. She's not. She has said some crazy stuff out her mouth and everything. But the girl stay true to herself. At the end of the day, y'all Barbs sit there so low. Y'all hate that girl so much that y'all made a disability up of her child. So when the girl was talking about what Cardi was saying about the Barbs this week, y'all got in her comments and called culture all types of names. I mean, all disabilities. Y'all made that up. Like what Nikki does with the sympathy and the payola. Nobody, I don't believe, Armand, that people in the industry was talking trash about Cardi B. I feel as though she made that up. And people probably was agreeing or probably was listening. It is some people that's fake. I will give that. It's some girls in the industry that is fake. I've seen that. I even, like, the whole Aja Doll. Aja Doll. I feel like she's trying to come over on the Cardi wave. But, girl, you was dissing Cardi a couple, what was it, 2-3 years ago because you was always hype on Nicki. Now Nicki didn't give you what you need. You see all these other girls that come out after you, surpassing you. Now you on the Cardi B wave or you over here hanging out or liking Barbie game comments and all that stuff. I do feel like that, but I feel like the whole sympathy and payola thing, that was made up through Nicki. I don't think nobody in the industry was saying all that. I don't think Kanye was saying that. I don't think anybody that worked with Cardi, I don't believe that.
Okay.
At all. Personal that she was on top for so long that she don't want to share that spotlight. She wants to still remain on top. She don't want no other girl on her level. And Cardi is the right now. Cardi is the only girl on that level where she's at right now. Now, can Megan and Lotto and all of them can do? Yeah, they can. But I think like right now, her competition is Cardi. Y'all say Cardi don't write her raps and all that. At the end of the day, Nicki's still threatened by that girl.
Exactly. Okay, Carla, we got to take some more people. Okay, boo. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
you. Love you. Okay, 5352, you live on the air. Hello? Okay, not ready. 9395, you live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, my.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, talk to me.
I'm just saying. You know Nicki is queen, right?
Okay. She is. Okay,
Cardi
talk to me.
Cardi tried to be in that spot.
Okay.
Take over Nicki's spot. She didn't like that. She didn't like it at all.
Okay. But what I'm trying to tell you is eventually there's a new queen that comes around. Hello? Okay, thank you. Okay, these calls are kind of getting ghetto and delirious. 5385, you're live on the air. Wow.
Oh, my God. Hello, good girlfriend. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, baby? How are you?
Well, you know, I'm
we
good.
Got Eva with
this.
The tea in the building. Yes, it's tea time.
Let's talk about it. Okay, so I'm hearing everyone say their little things, but my main thing is, don't you find it interesting that her? Let me break it down. Because a lot of people don't peep this. But don't you, if you were keeping, her husband has a sentencing July 6th, but it's sealed to the public. It's sealed to the public. So I was wondering, how can you seal something like that if he's already on that list? So then I was thinking, well, maybe they added Nicki Minaj as a reason as to why they asked for him to only get house arrest for 12 months. So maybe they didn't want people to find out that she was pregnant. It would make sense. Because how are you able to have something like that sealed from the public? Just like she had her marriage license sealed from the public. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she didn't want the cameras all over her because she didn't want people just yet to know that she was pregnant. Because if people knew she was pregnant or with child, they would be upset because she has all these festivals to do and she would low-key get dragged. Let's be clear. How are you going to perform at all these festivals when you're with child? Think about it. She could be upset about a collaboration. It's fine. She has every right to. But don't act like the reason that New Body didn't come out was because you weren't harassing Kanye West and then got on social media and had your fans at the time because Kanye had no Instagram. Had them harass Kim Kardashian to the point where they were literally posting every day for the song. I wouldn't give you the song either, and I wouldn't release the song either. So you basically try to bully yourself in every situation, and every time something happens to you, it's somebody else's fault. Now, if you had a wardrobe malfunction, as you claimed, or someone was trying to sabotage your wardrobe, wouldn't you have backup outfits? It's no shade. Because all three outfits looked a mess.
Well, no, she wouldn't have backup outfits if her stylist is currently in jail. Wow, wow, wow.
Girl.
Isn't Miss Thing Thing in jail?
Yes, she's in jail, honey, for fraudulent activity. It finally caught up to her.
Oh, that
now,
fraud.
As far as the beef stuff, let's be clear. Certain people keep up the beef because certain people need the beef to sell. At the end of the day, they're both playing into the beef and it's fine. But let's see who comes out on top. The only reason that they combat and they're at each other is for this title of the New York Queen. Let's be clear. The other girls aren't from New York. The girls want to be the Queen of New York, the Rat Queen of New York. And they have every right to. If you feel like you're the queen, this era should be the queen of either keeping your spot or taking the spot. So I see no reason why they can't battle it out. It's fine. Let the girls play. The beef is cute, but let's see who it really benefits. And don't play victim when you don't want to be in the camera or you have a wardrobe malfunction. It's always something with Nicki Minaj. Did you? Or maybe there was everyone left because they waited for a couple hours and she didn't show up. She showed up very late. Maybe she didn't want to film because there were so many empty seats. Could that be another reason? Let's not act like there wasn't a time when she wasn't covering parts of the stadium because there was people missing in the crowd. She didn't want it to look empty. Because I've seen a couple of videos and pictures where there was very, very much a lot of patches. So maybe next time you should be on time.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that it was empty. I will be here to see her perform because I want to see what she's going to do. So I don't think that these people were over there.
You see what she did. It wasn't much. She literally used the set. She literally used items from the set of the Queen era when she was touring before she canceled those other tour dates. Like, girl, you couldn't come up with some new props for the stage? It was very lackluster, Armand. Let's not act like she wasn't on the floor looking a fool trying to twerk to keep up with the girls, and the lace front was so sweated out that they had to put a head wrap.
Well, I mean, I did say that she does her best when she's standing there just rapping, but I will commend her for getting out there and doing a 1-2 step, okay? I mean, she did look a little out of shape. She did look like the auntie that was kind of still letting you know she still had it. But I'm happy that she even tried because, you know, you have to, she at least tried. I'm happy that she tried. I'm not going to poop on her for trying. I'm happy that she tried. But I can tell she's most comfortable when she can just stand there and rap and do her big one. But she tried. It's the effort for me.
I mean,
it's the effort for me. At least she knows. She tried, though.
She had 6 months to rehearse, and if that's what's coming, honey, a world tour and these festivals are not for her. She needs to get back and do the things that she needs to do and let her man just raise a child because, girl, you're going out bad. You're literally on stage talking about the girls want to be like you. You're starting to sound like it's no shade, Lil' Kim.
Wow.
It's no shade.
Wow. Well, here's my thing, though, with concerts and stuff. I just feel like I want to see these girls actually perform their songs. I don't want to go to any more shows. And this is across the board. This is not just Nicki. The last few live performances I've watched from the BET Awards to the Versus to this Essence Festival, people are not performing their songs. They're looking for the crowd to perform their music. And I don't want to see that. Perform
like
these records.
Background music. Right. I totally agree.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say. Bye.
Okay. Yes. We'll take one more and then we'll probably head over to Station Head and get into some things. 6109, you're live on the air.
Yes. Amon?
Yes.
Hi, Amon.
Hey, what's
Listen,
going on?
I'm going to make this quick, but first I want to say I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
You are shining bright like a diamond. You hear me?
Okay,
I keep looking at your picture, video. I said, you go. Okay, now I'm going to make this quick. To the caller, I think it was like 2 callers before that. I don't know. But girl, bye. Bye
okay.
And more bye. And more bye. Spooked and schnerded. Bye.
Okay.
She's petty. And she needs to live up to that name. Well, no, she lives up to her last name. She's petty, and she needs to focus on her husband. Why he is so petty, the fact that he didn't register. Focus on your child and your family. Let me tell you something. Mad for Kanye for what? It's petty. For what? Just keep it moving. So what? Okay, he didn't do the collab. So what? Stop trying to act like Cardi goes over there and bother Nicki Minaj or bother the Bobs. They've been attacking this girl from day one. Okay, yeah, Cardi, she might, she has cursed out her fans. But let me tell you this. Not one celebrity came forward and said that Cardi B was hard to work with.
Wow.
There's a few celebrities done came out and said that Nicki Minaj is hard to work with. They said she's difficult to work with. So shut the freak up. And Nicki Minaj, she's almost 40. She needs to bow out gracefully. She's the queen. Bow out as the queen and
here's the thing. My thing is, why can't women rap at 40? I don't understand. Women
can
still rap at 40.
They can, but this is what she needs to focus on.
Oh, hold on. And let's be clear here, too, though. Let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. I got to play devil's advocate. A part of Nicki Minaj's brand and a part of why we like Nicki Minaj is because she talks her ish. Like, we like that.
Exactly.
I'm just not understanding the pointed energy and where it seems like it's just totally at Cardi B. Because what I'm saying right now is Cardi B ain't the only problem out here.
Right.
There's a lot of girls that's really coming.
You're right. She talk her ish, and that's what people – and guess what? That's what people love about Cardi. She talks her ish, and she – and listen, it's the same thing, but the problem is Nicki Minaj stays so focused on Cardi. It's always something – it's like a dagger. She's always dagging at that girl. Leave her alone. Cardi is not tripping off it. I'm telling you. If this just me speaking, if Nicki Minaj, and I know the Bob's gonna go crazy when I say this, but spooked and schnervous, shut up. If Nicki Minaj was to say, you know, listen, you know, let's put everything behind us, let's start over fresh, and you know, want to make amends, I put any amount of money on it. Cardi would love to be. I don't want to say friends, but she probably wouldn't mind starting over and trying to, you know, build something with Nicki, because she said it before that Nicki was her idol. She used to look up to Nicki. You see what I'm saying? Cardi don't have no problem with Nicki Minaj. I'm telling you, it's all Nicki and her barbs.
Well, I think, if anything, there's a bigger picture, and I think that Cardi B, if anything, if she's smart, and I do believe she is, she's not just focused on Nicki Minaj. She understands that even since her release, there have been new girls like Megan Thee Stallion, Latto, and other girls, Doja Cat. So while Cardi B is still hot, she understands that another girl can take her spot, and it ain't Nicki.
Right.
So so you can't focus your energy on Nicki. Nicki, you shouldn't just be focusing on Cardi B, because you got a Doja Cat somewhere in the cut. You got Megan Thee Stallion in the cut.
Okay. Exactly. That's all I'm saying. She just needs to.
You got Latto doing records with Mariah Carey going number three in the cut. On Billboard, like, you know, it's bigger, and you know, it's Cardi B ain't the only girl that's outside, and Cardi B is just kind of getting back outside. So if you know, Cardi B is not your problem.
Right. Exactly. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, bye. Okay, that's the whole thing. All right. And see, well, we're probably going to move over to Station Head, but before we do that, we got to do some self-promo. If you guys are not following me on Instagram, please follow me on Instagram. We have a couple more. We might take another couple of calls, too. Also, my other channel, if you guys are into the, you know, astrology, spirituality, tarot and things like that, make sure you guys come and vibe with us on that channel, too. This is where you guys can find me when we in the cut, all right? Hold on, I'm about to show you guys the other channel. Probably going to go live over there today. I'm going to post it in the link. Subscribe to this channel. This is the Tarot channel. We do live readings, things like that. We vibe, we chill. We get into some things over there. Let me see if I could actually show. Oh, no. Let me see. There we go, right here. So here's that other channel. Make sure you guys come over to that channel, support the channel, subscribe. Also, Instagram, follow me on Instagram if you guys haven't done so. Twitter, all of the things, y'all know how that go. Let me see. Instagram, I'm about to put my Instagram, At the Armand Wiggins Show on Instagram, Twitter, all of those good things. We're probably going to bounce over to Station Head. And get into some things. And then we might do some live readings on the Tarot channel. So that's why it's important for you guys to be over at the Tarot channel too. Because a lot of y'all be over there liking them live readings, child. So subscribe over there. We're trying to get some live readings done. We might do some live readings today. So make sure you guys, the link is right up there, pinned. All right. So with that being said, if you guys didn't get through on Blog Talk, you may...